Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
A sudden draft from a window that was supposed to have been closed. A chill at the back of the neck. Groans, creaks, and bumps in the night. Man has always been frightened by the dark, troubled by noises just beyond the reach of lights, occurrences just beyond the reach of understanding. A ghostly apparition in the dark of night. What was it? And why did it come?
Welcome to Everything Old is New Again. This is Douglas Viviani with the ever-spirited David Cohen.
Yeah, we got a good show today,
right? We sure do. We're going to expand upon the proliferation of the TV shows that are out there, like Ghost Hunters, Ghost Adventures, Ghost Celebrity Ghost Stories, The Dead Files. Ghosts are everywhere. We've got Ghostbusters movie coming up. The Amityville Horror just had a movie. Poltergeist just did a remake. Ghosts are in!
And we're doing this now because it's almost...
Well, no, we were past Halloween, but it's almost what? Almost time to celebrate the ghost. So,
yeah, there you go. So celebrate the ghost.
This week, we're going to take a journey through Long Island's history and unearth its ghosts and its ghost spirits. And we have a special guest in studio to do that with, young David Cohen.
Yes, well, seven-time award-winning author and historian Carrie Ann Flanagan Broski is here. She's been featured in numerous publications, including the New York Times, Newsday, and Distinction Magazine. She's appeared on CBS's Sunday Morning Ticket. CBS Sunday Morning and Ticket with Laura Savini, News 12 Long Island, and The Thinking Writer in East Hampton for her previously published nonfiction books. And Carrie Ann is here today to talk about her current publication called Historic Haunts of Long Island. Welcome, Carrie Ann.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Douglas. Thank you, David.
Thank you. I hope you don't mind our reference to Star Trek. I had to get it out of the way. We do that once
fine.
A show. And that, of course, was in search of back in the 70s, Leonard Nimoy, who was cutting edge because he was ahead of all these other shows and really laying the groundwork for our investigation of ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
But these days, they would just kind of, I don't talk to people after ghost things happened to them. But these days, I think you're on the cutting edge where you're doing something different. And
yes.
What is that?
Yes, it's very different. What I do is I combine Long Island history with ghost stories. And what better way for adults and children to learn about local history on Long Island than through a ghost story?
And to scare them if they don't listen and learn the
exactly.
history of this particular area, that ghost may make sure that they do, I guess.
Exactly.
Why are you so into the history?
Well, actually, I always tell people I'm a historian first and a ghost investigator second. And so it's really important. We have so much history on Long Island. And what I've tried to do with the books is to get, as far as the ghost stories are concerned, that Long Island is more than the Amityville Horror. It's more than Mount Misery Road. I mean, I've included those in my past books, The Ghosts of Long Island, but because of the fact that if you came from California, you're going to be like, well, where's the Amityville Horror?
Right.
And as far as stories like Lady of the Lake, Mount Misery Road, Sweet Hollow, those are more legends and myths on Long Island, which are fun. They're part of our culture, but they're not necessarily true. So what I've tried to do with this book is really show that Long Island has a rich history from our Native American past, the American Revolutionary War, and beyond.
Right, and that is the first question I guess we could say is looking at ghosts themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that sounds silly. Dave always laughs at me when I start at square one. But what is a ghost?
Exactly.
What are we talking about here?
Well,
why would it matter, you know, that's 300 years ago that someone lived versus last year that they lived?
It's actually a very broad question, so I'll try to explain it because there actually is different types of ghosts, and there is a difference between ghosts and spirits, so I think we should probably clear that up first.
I'm going to send Dave outside and hook him back when we're done with this.
Exactly, because people have this image because of television and movies that, you know, a ghost is some apparition of a lady with a white dress carrying a knife or some bloodied person, and that's really just not the case. A traditional ghost that most people know would be a spirit that is sort of place-centered, that chooses to stay on this earth plane for reasons unknown. They have not crossed to the other side. There's actually 10 different types of ghosts. And I had done a lot of research back when I was writing Ghosts of Long Island, the first book back in 2005 rather. And one of the lists that I used was written by a very famous paranormal investigator named Peter Underwood from London, England. And he actually wrote down the differences between different spirits. So, for instance, one would be the traditional ghost. An example of that is at the Country House restaurant. I know we'll be talking mm-hmm. about that later. That's haunted by the ghost of Annette Williamson. She doesn't cross over. But there are modern ghosts where that's someone that's recently died. I mean, you hear these stories of mothers or wives that get messages at night from their son or their husband who's at war. And so that's like a visitation. There's recurring ghosts that it's a phenomenon that you see things occurring at the same time every year. They say that President Abraham Lincoln's funeral train is seen the same time every single year, and it's been accounted for by millions of people. There's ghosts of inanimate objects. There's animal ghosts. So there's a whole broad thing that you can really break down with the ghosts. That differs from spirits, however. Spirits are people that have been with us. So they could be your father, your grandfather. They could be angels, saints, spirit guides. And they travel with us on life's journey. So, for instance, back in like the 1950s, if you had a sense that your grandfather, let's say, was in the house or you saw an apparition of him, everyone would say, quick, quick, get the priest. He didn't make it to heaven. That's not really the belief anymore. They did make it to heaven or whatever you believe. I'm born and raised Catholic. So they can come back and forth from that world. It's not as far away. So there is a difference between ghosts and spirits.
So a ghost is someone who hasn't made it yet, right?
Yeah, to the other kind side. Of, and by their own choosing,
spirit
usually.
Spirit comes and goes,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
And the spirit, go ahead.
No, so you're a historian, mm-hmm. and so I have to ask this question. I think it's an obvious answer, but I have to ask anyway. You're obviously a believer.
Yes.
And you believe that there are ghosts mm-hmm. in the several categories, right. as well as spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And just reading your book, yeah, I kind of glean that from you because right. you've had what I assume to be to you as evidence of their existence. Is mm-hmm. that fair assumption?
Yes, I would definitely say that. One thing that I do try to do with this book, though, is we don't try to prove or disprove anything. I simply put it out there for the reader and let them decide whether or not they believe in it. People say to me, well, I believe in this. I've never had anything happen. Well, I always believed in it but never had anything happen either until I started working in this. And, you know, they're all subtle things. And things happen in people's lives every day that they're not aware that could be communication.
But what gets me about this book is, mm-hmm. as I'm reading it, it's when you're there and you're experiencing it and
yes.
you're coming to the realization. That's mm-hmm. when it hit me like,
yeah.
oh, wow, okay, now this is a little unsettling.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. And that's what's interesting about this book because even though it's a work of nonfiction, it reads more like a work of fiction because I take the reader on the actual journey of what it's like for me to do these investigations, to work with a paranormal investigator. So you're seeing firsthand what we're experiencing. You're reading it,
right.
which is really interesting.
Much more powerful,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, and my website as well is interactive. You could listen to EVPs. I know we'll be discussing that. You can see photographs on there. So, again, it's just information that I'm putting out there and at the same time preserving history.
And also I think what's fun about it also is some of these stories you actually know or project – propose who is the person that you're talking to
yes.
based on your historical
mm-hmm.
background
exactly.
and doing the research of the location that
mm-hmm.
you're at.
Yeah.
And also the book is great in that you don't have to sit down and read it for 17 hours at once, so to speak. The stories are there where you can read a story in 10, 15
yeah,
minutes.
They're basically 30 short stories.
Which is terrific. You can get the book. It's Historic Haunts of Long Island at Amazon.com or the website, which is
ghostsoflongisland.com.
Terrific. We'll be right back and continue this discussion. Everything old is new again.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-944-1065.
1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
When you're looking for a job, changing your career, or applying for a promotion, your resume is the first thing seen that represents you to a potential employer. Make sure your resume makes a clear, concise, and professional impression of who you are so you can get that job. Send your current resume to resumedoctorinc@aol.com for a free online review. You'll receive a reasonable quote to properly prepare your resume. Let us make sure you have a resume that will get you noticed. Send your resume or questions to resumedoctorinc@aol.com. That's resumedoctorinc@aol.com.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.com.
You're listening to Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
I do. In fact, almost every house I've owned is haunted. We had a house in Los Angeles, and this house has been on Celebrity Ghost Stories. Things happened. You know, little things like, jewelry dancing by itself on the counter, steps on the stairs, someone calling a name, a hand on a shoulder.
Yes.
So
There's our friend Dan Aykroyd, huh? I love that guy.
He's our friend?
He's our friend. He's a friend of the show.
I didn't know
that. Yes, he doesn't know it.
He's a friend of the show?
He doesn't know it. Right, but
let's get back to reality here. And reality and talking about ghosts.
Here we go. We're back. We're talking about historic haunts of Long Island. We're with Carrie Ann Brasky, and we're having a great time discussing ghosts. What I want to do now is roll up our sleeves and get into some specifics of the investigations that she has done and as they've been represented in this book. But you've got two other prior books. Correct?
Actually, this is my seventh book.
On ghosts?
No, I have two other prior books on ghosts, and I have another spiritual book, a novel. I've had religious experience as well called The Metal, having to do with Padre Pio, the saint who bore the stigmata. So that's a whole other day.
Well,
you'll have to have me back for that
one.
Wow. When was that one released?
That one was in 2012.
Well, we'll definitely come
back to
that.
So I've written two ghost books. Well, this is the third, the novel. Two Huntington books back in the 90s, and I also co-authored a cookbook.
And if you're looking for your last name, we'll get
it a ghost cookbook?
Everyone says that, but I have haunted restaurants in the ghost book. So,
do ghosts cook?
Actually, I have one that cooks in Cold Spring Harbor. Yes,
and
I do.
What is that all about? Like, are they reliving what their life was?
Sometimes.
Is this a memory of them?
Sometimes they just don't want to give it up, or they don't want someone else in their space.
Well, what's their daily experience? I mean, if you know, I mean, are they reliving the same day over and over again?
It depends. I mean, when we talked about the spirits before, they just come and go. Who knows what they're doing on the other side when they're not with us. But with ghosts, yeah, they just sometimes are in that space. They don't want to move on and...
Okay,
it's
so look, I really want to believe that there's an afterlife and that there are ghosts and spirits. But, you know, my question, just as a complete outsider here, is if they exist, why isn't it all over the news and why aren't we communicating with them?
Well, it is. You haven't been reading enough. It really is. People are studying this, and because of technology, that world, whether it's heaven or whatever you believe, is closer to what we have here on Earth. And communication is possible through several ways, through certain equipment that can be used, through mediumship. And it really is, it's closer than it ever has been before because of technology. Everything's energy-based. So they're able to communicate with us in many ways.
Is there one example you can give to someone like me, a layman, that says, look, here is why I think they exist and how we're communicating? Can you just encapsulate that in one example?
It's hard to do that, but all I can say, let's say you have someone that you're close with that passed and you went to a reputable medium, you would believe without beyond a shadow of a doubt.
And or you could listen to this little clip of you being in the Villa Paul restaurant in the Hampton Bays on Long Island, and this is on page 22 of Historic Haunts of Long Island, available at Amazon.com. Let's listen to what we've got here.
I might be able to include in the book, and I could put you, as credit for it, obviously. Yes.
Now, that was a little bit of a difficult thing to hear.
I heard it.
Let's hear it one more time. I'm just going to isolate what we feel was, what we, what you feel was the EVP.
Yes.
And you basically.
Yes, I'm the photographer.
Right, so tell us a little bit about, like, first of all, how did you capture that?
Yes.
And what was the surrounding environment
yeah,
like?
Well, first of all, I have to explain what an EVP is. It's called electronic voice phenomenon, and it's a way that spirits or ghosts can communicate with us by putting, using energy when you have a digital recorder that they could actually leave an imprint, a recording of a voice on there. And when I first heard about this, I didn't believe it at all. I was like, this is too out there for me. But then I started capturing them myself in regular interviews, and I knew that there was no way that this was possible. So when we were investigating Villa Paul, which is a beautiful restaurant out in Hampton Bays, I was talking to the owners, Cheryl and Charles Pensa, about a photograph that they had taken that has a shadow figure in it. And she had taken it in the middle of the day. The restaurant was closed, and she was doing it for some advertisement that she was using. A few days later, she asked her daughter, could you take a look at these photographs and help me choose which ones to put in? She said, Mom, why are you using this one? This one has a man in it. And she says, there was no one here. Sure enough, and you could see this image on my website. It was taken by her. And you see this image of a man in the on the side, on the right side. So in that conversation that you heard, I was asking her about that photograph. And then all of a sudden, the spirit said, I'm the photographer. I mean, it was just a perfect moment, you know,
that's
to capture
great.
It.
Let's continue. Well, first of all, what is the website? You mentioned a couple times.
What's the website? Website is ghostsoflongisland.com.
One more time.
Ghostsoflongisland.com.
Was that an EVP, the second one? I thought I heard. No? Okay.
Well, let's hear in Kings Point, Long Island, an execution rock lighthouse, they call it. Again, this is right out of the book and on your website. Let's listen to what this is. Now let's listen to that a little closer. Now that sound we're hearing, before we get to what it is, do you hear the EVP or you only hear the EVP later on when you have it played back?
Usually, like in the case of Villa Paul, I heard it when I was transcribing the interview. That day, though, Joe had his recorder going, and we heard that wailing sound. It sounded like a woman wailing. And Execution Rocks has an amazing history to it. It's in the middle of the water, so you have to take a boat there. We were with the U.S. Coast Guard. And when we got there, I mean, it's been abandoned for years, so it was really, really a wreck. And as the story goes, back during the American Revolutionary War, when there was no lighthouse there, there was just these treacherous rocks, a lot of shipwrecks and things. The British would round up American rebels to put them to death, and they would chain them to the rocks and during low tide. And when the tide rose, they would drown beneath the icy waters. And what didn't take, you know, who didn't drown, a lot of times sharks would come by, and then they'd round up more people and put them next to the skeletal remains. So that's kind of a grisly story. And believe it or not, that was the only lighthouse during the time of having lighthouse keepers, that there was a stipulation in the contract that if a lighthouse keeper wanted to leave at any point, they could leave immediately. So there was a lot of rumor of things going on, and the wailing sound, just like, who was that? That could be something that was trapped in energy of something that had gone on there previously.
Okay. Just for the purpose of time, let's move to the Country House Restaurant, Stony Brook.
That's probably one of the most it's probably one of the most haunted restaurants on Long Island, haunted places. It's haunted by the ghost of Annette Williamson, who was brutally murdered there during the Revolutionary War. And the EVP that we got there, they also had a servant's quarters, and it sounds like the sound of like almost a Jamaican voice saying, come, come. And it was during a time that Joe and I were reluctant to go up to the third floor because the stairs were really creaky and high. And we hesitated, and at that point, we ended up getting an EVP, two EVPs saying, come, come.
Let's hear it. And I think you probably heard that, but I isolated that for us. So
it's amazing.
Yeah, it's again, now you heard that voice?
Well, no, that we didn't hear. That we heard when we listened again to the tape. We didn't hear it straight out.
So if any clue as to all three of these, why are these spirits, if you know, making themselves known?
they just want to communicate, especially with the work that I do. They see us, you know. They say, oh, who are these guys? You know, let's see if we could communicate. I think it's just
how
out
do they
of curiosity.
Know that what they're going to do can be picked up by these electronic devices?
They've managed to figure this out somehow. Right. I mean, cameras capture orbs. It's all energy related. Their energy works with our latest technology, and it's creating this phenomenon.
Because it's on. We'll go through this in the next section. Mm-hmm. There's tons of shows that do this.
Right, right.
And I think you're at the cutting edge, though, because you're doing the history
yes.
of the location. And then you've also got this gentleman by the name of Joe. And what's mm-hmm. how do you pronounce his last
Joe
name?
Joe Giaquinto.
Giaquinto. And what is his function in this?
He's a medium and a paranormal investigator. And we met at one of my lectures that I was giving many years ago for my earlier books. And I asked him on the spot if he'd want to work with me on this book project. And he said yes. So he taught me everything I know about the paranormal. And because he's a medium, he always says he's his own ghost hunting tool. So we work with very limited equipment because we rely on our intuition and what Joe can pick up. So we get correspondence from people out of history, and we get the information.
They speak to him.
Yes.
I love this music. We're going to be right back for some more stories. Everything old is new again.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of O2Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-561-9548. The advanced O2 Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love whenever and wherever they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-561-9548. 1-800-561-9548. 1-800-561-9548.
This show is sponsored by the Law Office of Douglas Viviani. Douglas Viviani has been providing quality legal services for over 26 years. We are a general practice firm and can handle any legal matter you may have for a reasonable fee. If you were involved in a car accident, starting a business, planning your estate, or need of a criminal attorney, please call 631-681-1910 or email us at vivianilaw@aol.com. Get the justice you deserve. Contact the Law Office of Douglas Viviani.
If you want to register your own .com and are looking for a responsible, sustainable, high-quality domain name registrar, then look at Parenick.com. Parenick includes a ton of value-added services like a parking page, Whois, privacy, dynamic DNS, and much more with every domain name registration at no extra cost. Not many companies can say that. So give Parenick.com a try today. Parenick.com.
You're listening to Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
My name is Zach Bagans. I never believed in ghosts until I came face to face with one. So I set out on a quest to capture what I once saw onto video. I am joined only by my fellow investigator Nick Roth and our equipment tech Aaron Goodwin. The three of us will travel to some of the most highly active paranormal locations where we will spend an entire night. These are our ghost adventures.
Welcome back to Everything Old is New Again, and we are discussing and having a tremendous time with the author of Historic Haunts of Long Island, Kerry Ann Flanagan Broski, and we're going to dive into a little more of the pop culture just to kind of bring it alive. If you're not familiar with this kind of discussion, it is out there everywhere, and that show Ghost Adventures is beginning, I think, its seventh year on Travel Channel, and they do some of what Kerry Ann does, but not, I don't, I would suggest you not as well, in that all they kind of do is go to a spot and they anger these, or they try to anger these if you've seen the show on the Travel Channel, these spirits or ghosts, really. And they try to get, they sometimes get the EVPs and all that. But I think what you do is so much more interesting because we know who kind of you're talking to.
Yeah.
And the history of the location, which as a history guy and everything old is new again, you know,
yeah,
we're bringing these historic locations to the forefront for different reasons. Mm-hmm. But I think it's so much fun to be able to experience it that way. We are actually, do you do research on these locations?
Oh, tons of research. I mean, I'm at historical societies, libraries, on the internet getting information. And I think, again, what makes what I do different is that Joe and I treat these ghosts and spirits as if they were regular people, because they are. You know, we're not jumping out of vans and screaming for them to come out to prove something to us. We just are there, and if they want to give us something, fine. And they always do, I think, because oddly enough, we sort of build up a trust.
But you also don't have a deadline like this week. We've
right.
got another show. We've got to find an EVP.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know? I don't know. I'm not trying to say that they're all fake or whatever.
Right.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But, you know, there is that element where they've got to kind of find
working
something.
On
maybe
demand.
Maybe they're finding something that's really not. But mm-hmm. you're there to investigate,
mm-hmm.
and you've got a medium there to kind of confirm
yes.
what's happening. And I just want to have a little fun with us and take a look at, I mean, there's a proliferation of these shows, Dave, no? I mean, well, just
go ahead. Oh, am I talking over this?
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen Paranormal Witness, the show Paranormal Witness, Doug? I'm asking you, Doug.
I have not seen it.
What about A Haunting?
No.
No? Have you seen Destination Truth?
No.
Paranormal State?
Yes.
You've seen it?
No, Destination Truth, our engineer Mike has seen.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Mike saw it. My Ghost Story caught on camera? Ghost Hunters?
No. Yes.
You've seen Haunted Collector? Ghost Mine, Haunted Highway. Just stop me when you've seen one of the current shows on TV. Fact or Faked, Paranormal Files, Ghost Hunters International, Haunted History, Ghostly Encounters. Just speak up when you've seen any of these. The Unexplained, Ancient Aliens, Haunted Lives, True Ghost Stories, Ghost Lab, Most
They're
Haunted.
All on the air now, right? And
yeah.
guess who else is on the air? On WVRQ in Wisconsin, in the La Crosse area. We are Everything Old is New Again on 1360, The Vintage AM. And that's Sunday at 11 p.m. What a perfect time for this discussion, because when we're over, it's the witching hour, right? Isn't that interesting? I don't know.
Haunted Hotels, Ghost Stories, The Unexplained.
Happy, very happy to introduce our show to the area of WVRQ, the Wisconsin area. Thank you so much for being part of the Everything Old is New Again network, which continues to grow. And I'm going to just kind of throw one more little clip, and then we can talk at you. Something, another show called The Dead Files, which I think is somewhat
similar. My name is Amy Allen. I see dead people. I speak to dead people. And they speak to me. But there's only one way to know if my findings are real. I rely on my partner.
I'm Steve Bishop. I'm a retired New York City homicide detective. And I know every person, every house has secrets. It's my job to reveal them.
But Steve and I never speak.
Never communicate during an investigation.
Until the very end.
Now, you are a little bit different, a little bit similar.
Mm-hmm.
There's a
yeah.
police officer doing the history. I would suggest you do the history better than the police officer, I'm sorry
right.
to say. Right? And then you have, again, psychic medium. I don't
mm-hmm.
know if there's a real discernible difference that we could all talk about. But
mm-hmm.
bottom line is that is a fun show, because
yes.
what they do at the end is they'll reveal a picture
mm-hmm.
of the entity that the psychic sees, and Joe, the police officer, will show a picture of the person that
okay.
lived in the house.
I'll have to see this.
Yeah,
I haven't even watched it.
It's so interesting, because then they usually match. But
yeah.
then, is it real or not? I don't know.
Exactly.
I know you're real. I know what you
I
do
know.
Is real, and that's what's so fun about mm-hmm. it. So, I don't know. Dave had a question? Or no? We're gonna,
have you seen, is it real? Creepy Canada. No, I'm not making these up. These are all shows. I'll stop now.
But that was
just
ghosts are popular.
They are
this
incredibly popular.
And they're good for
yeah.
business, too.
Exactly.
We're doing a lot of business.
Now,
people
there's that. A location on Long Island oh. that you were at last night
mm-hmm.
That doesn't shy, it's a bar, doesn't
right.
shy away from the fact that they feel and believe that there have been paranormal experiences there.
Exactly.
And you're saying good for business. Do they feel this is good for business? And
definitely.
So why?
People are curious. They come in. I was at Katie's Bar of Smithtown, and they've actually been feeling featured on some of the shows that David had mentioned earlier. And they have constant activity, glasses flying off the shelves. There's a whole history behind it and everything. And people come in, they're curious. They want to know about what goes on there.
And in fact, if you go online on YouTube and pull up, should we say the name of the place? Is it okay?
Yeah, I said Katie's Bar. He's fine with it. He loves it. Okay. Advertisement for Katie's Bar.
There you go. He's a retired police officer, I believe, the owner. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And anyway.
Is he alive or?
No, he's alive. Okay. And we got a great EVP there too. I got another one when I had asked the owner. I said, you know, did you know this place was haunted before you purchased it? And he said, yeah, I did. And, but what am I supposed to do? I can't beat up a ghost. And I got an EVP saying, you win. You win.
Wow. Last night or another time?
No, this was for the book.
Right.
You know,
oh, that's terrific. That's another story. It's in the book. If you go on YouTube, you can see where they've got their security camera on the bar, and all of a sudden the ghost, better way to say it, pours itself a drink. Because the beer tap all of a sudden moves. Now, of course, there could be an explanation or not, but that's so much fun to see it right there.
Yes.
You know? Do they have a reason? Or do you, in other words, do you feel that they're trying to teach us something? Are they just stuck here? Is there something we can do possibly to help them move on? Are they supposed to move on?
Yeah, with Katie's Bar, I think it's more of that traditional type ghost that for whatever reason they don't want to move on. There could be some spirits as well because there are so many people that come through there all the time that come with their own sort of spirit pack. But that's probably one of the classic traditional type ghosts at Katie's Bar.
Okay, now do you feel that your book in any way tries to quell the insatiable appetite that we're expressing here for ghosts and ghost stories?
I do. People love it. I have a huge following, and because, again, I interview respected people, business owners, because of my own credentials, people are more likely to go with something, you know, like this because, again, it's all history-related.
Which is great, and everything old is new again does celebrate history. We're taking a contemporary look at nostalgia, if you want to say that.
Exactly.
And we're going to start some arguments that you'll love to have, because I think people listening are going to, maybe even at home, listen. I heard come, I didn't hear come, I heard,
right,
you know?
Exactly. I mean, that's what's going to happen, and I leave it up to the readers and the listeners.
Which is great about it, too.
Yeah.
You're not...
I'm not trying to prove it. If you're not ready to, you know, some people say I'm a skeptic, fine, you know.
When were you, was there one defining moment that pushed you over and say, okay, I'm a believer now?
I guess when I got that very first EVP, when I started working with Joe for the first time, he wasn't there yet, and I was still doubting whether EVPs were real. And I got one, the ghost of this little girl, and it wasn't even in a haunted location. And you hear this girl saying, hold me. And I really believe from that point on.
We'll be back. Historic haunts of Long Island. And everything old is new again.
For P150, P150GA, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-809-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-809-9775. That's 1-800-809-9775. 1-800-809-9775.
This isn't a commercial. It's a gift to anyone who's sick and tired of dealing with their hearing loss. Because we'll give everyone who calls a risk-free trial of a life-changing hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Not only that, we'll also give you free shipping and free batteries for life. But you must call now. 1-800-921-1079. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. So if you're sick of dealing with your hearing loss, let us give you a 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-921-1079. That's 1-800-921-1079. 1-800-921-1079.
Now, back to America's entertainment pop culture talk show, Everything Old is New Again, with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
I want to tell you my secret now. I see dead people.
Ah, yes, there we go. And Joe Giaquinto can say that as
yes,
well, no?
Yes, he can.
There you go.
Can he see them, or can he...
He's more clairaudient. Okay. With mediumship, there's different types. Like, I have something that's clairsentience. That I've only developed since doing the book, where I could sort of feel only when I'm doing the work. I'm definitely not a medium, but I have a sense of when spirits are around. Joe can hear them. Some can see and hear. So it really depends on what level they're at in mediumship.
So he being a medium, does the ghost speak through him, or does he just hear it and then tell you
what
he's hearing?
Yeah, he can hear it. He can hear it. But not like we hear. It's not the same thing. You hear it in your head. There's a difference, and he can communicate that way.
Does he describe their experience, their life, if you will, where they are presently? Maybe even their daily life, or are they enjoying themselves?
Yeah,
are they
it's more basic.
What's it all about?
I mean, it's more of just very basic communication. Hi, there's someone here. What's your name? You know, were you in this building before? Did you live here? Yes, no. It's very simple communication. But
they
it's communication nonetheless.
To why they're there and all the enjoying
yeah,
themselves.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sometimes a little bit. You know, I mean, we had one story. We did a Grey Horse Tavern in Bayport, and we communicated with this man who used to be at this bar. So we got that information that this is where I sat, kind of thing. So that's a lot, though. You know.
So now, just an odd question. He's at that bar, mm-hmm. but he passed away somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So for some reason,
he liked it there.
Decided
he was there every Friday night or wherever he was.
I know you're going to be back in this chair after
there
you pass.
There you go. Exactly.
You're gonna be sitting right there.
I'll be haunting this room until the airport's gone. Absolutely. Well, I guess you go back to what you love and all that, but there's a reason that I, in theory, would be here as opposed to moving on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that reason is.
Yeah, but again,
is.
It depends if you're a ghost or a spirit. If you're a ghost, maybe you don't want to leave here at all. If you're a spirit and someone else is here, you want to say, who's in my chair?
Well, isn't that sad, though? And aren't ghosts more or less sad? I'm projecting.
Everyone thinks they're sad. You know, I don't know exactly.
But, I mean, like, I'd be sitting here, but I'd be talking, and there'd be nobody else, and nobody's listening, and no one's
right.
recording.
Kind of what's going on right now.
They don't really have emotion ghosts. You know, it's more the spirits that have that emotion or that you could communicate.
Now, the spirit is my grandfather, let's say.
Yeah, exactly.
Giving me the idea a year and a half ago to say, what are you doing? If you want to do radio, go do the
radio,
would you please?
Right, and then you take a picture of your family at a holiday and there's an orb in it. That's your grandfather.
Right.
You know, that's
now, what is an
orb?
How do you describe
it? It's a light anomaly. Many skeptics say, oh, it's a dust particle, but my degree is actually in photography. I'm a photographer as well, and I know the difference between a dust particle and an orb. An orb can move. It's translucent. Just like people, they're all different. So orbs can be speckled. They can be colored. There could be a face in it. And it's said that, again, they're using that energy that's based, you know, in our cameras and things, and they're able to do this. And it's confirmation, in a sense, that they're with us on our journey, that if you have your child's third birthday, that grandma and grandpa are still there. They want you to know that.
And they're in that picture. They want to get in that picture.
Yeah, and it's so consoling to
people. So it's not an accident that they're there.
No,
they
come. And I've done experiments. I mean, my father passed away 10 years ago, and I've gotten the same orb, whether I'm in Florida, in North Carolina, in my backyard, and I blow it up, and it looks identical. So that's someone.
That's his being,
mm-hmm.
essence. All right, let's listen to some, just one more EVP that had a little discussion with Joe, your partner here. Would you say partner? I guess partner in crime here.
Exactly.
William Sidney Mount. Let's hear that.
William Sidney Mount. I think he's here. Mr. Mount is here. You know, I was going to give a speech on you, Mr. Mount. He was really into it, then he got disenchanted with the whole thing.
So
was into it. Oh, look, Carrie Ann, look. The door's opening. Did you see that?
I cut on that, I'm sorry. But, you know, the first three responses to questions, I think it's very interesting that if you're listening to that, with an open mind, you could certainly hear true, the last one.
Exactly.
Thank heaven they will hear it. Well, let's go through it. If first Joe talks about the spirit, and he hears okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second conversational statement he says is, I was going to give a speech on you, Mr. Mount. And apparently the response was, thank you, thank heaven, they will hear. And the third response was, he was really into it and then got disenchanted with the whole thing, speaking of this gentleman, William Sidney Mount. And the response seemed to be true.
Exactly.
So now, did he hear those?
That was on the recorder. But you know what? He sensed that he was there. And William Sidney Mount, he was born, he lived during the 1700s. He's a very famous genre artist on Long Island. He's very good at communication. I've had communication with him as well. He believed very much in spiritualism during that whole era. And he did become disenchanted because he had a bad experience before his death. And when I started writing the Ghosts of Long Island books, it was like he wanted so desperately to say, no, this really does exist.
Wow.
And he found ways to communicate with both of us. And to answer your question again before, David, when you said, what was that one moment? I would say that's another moment for me, because I said, I know this is happening. I mean, I can't believe we're communicating with him as much as we are.
And where is he located? I mean, is he in a particular spot?
Yeah, out in
Setauket. He's right behind you.
Well, he might be. He does travel around. You never know with him. But he was based, he lived in Setauket and the Stony Brook area.
Well, let me ask you a question. If he was standing here right here.
He's probably laughing at you right now.
Could he laugh and would you be able to, in theory, pick it up on his mic?
I could. I mean, technically, if we had Joe here with us or another
meeting. But with a microphone, you said the technology. Is the microphone the right technology, or it has to be one of these recorders?
It could be. I mean, listen to your show later on, maybe. Maybe he's there. Maybe he's saying hello.
We would love to hear from you if you are
for him. He does like to communicate. So
that's terrific. I wanted to explore a little bit of the book itself.
Mm-hmm.
And first, remember that the name is Historic Haunts of Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And you spell your last name, if you're looking up on Amazon, Brosky. I presume you don't need the Flanagan to look
well,
it up.
Well, I go under the whole thing, but I'm
right,
sure
but
it'll come
up. Right, but if you're just listening
Brosky,
in the car here, you want to remember something.
Exactly, Brosky. Right,
so Brosky.
Exactly.
And or look up Historic Haunts of Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
I did it by Historic and Long Island and Carrie Annie. You come up on that as well.
Exactly.
So all of that, you really want to get this book. You want to investigate, because it's a real interesting read, and it's, let's see, 220 pages of how many stories do we have in
30.
Here? 30 stories. Even if you don't know Long Island, it's...
Yeah,
it's,
it doesn't matter, because
right.
the stories are just incredible. And again, if you're from another state, you're learning something about Long Island, so it's interesting in that.
Now, if we were to travel, let's say, to California, which wasn't populated until the late 1800s, is there an advantage to being, on Long Island versus
Actually,
over there?
Yes. There are places that are more haunted, even on Long Island. Like, we have the North Shore, the South Shore. For reasons unknown, the North Shore seems to be a little bit more haunted. Or maybe it's because we have so much history preserved. But really, ghosts and spirits can be anywhere. I mean, it doesn't have to be in a historic home. But there are places that tend to be a little bit more than others.
Now, is William Sidney Mount having fun doing this, do you think?
Oh, yes.
He is. So he's not leaving until... I mean, he has eternity, so he can hang out.
He comes and goes. Because, again, this is what he believed in when he lived. So to be able to do this from the
other
side.
But does that mean that he can't go to, lack of a better word, heaven?
Yeah, no. To me, I believe he's in heaven, yes.
So he's sharing his time. He can open the door and come here.
Yeah,
he's a spirit. He's a spirit.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Interesting. And the ghost is kind of stuck here.
The ghost, you can't communicate as much with a ghost as you can with a spirit.
And ghosts would, be more angry, you think?
No, not even that. They just want to stay here. Like Annette Williamson at Country House, she's happy to be there. She likes it there. She doesn't want to move on.
Interesting.
What's next for you in terms of the whole ghost investigation thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you want to find out more about them? Do you want to ask them about, hey, what's the afterlife like?
Yeah, you know what? This has been such a journey for me that I just wait for it to present itself. I wait for the spirits and God to let me know where I'm going next. And it's been amazing because, like I said, I've had not only paranormal experiences, I've had spiritual, religious experiences with Padre Pio. And it's a journey. So I just sort of wait and say, all right, whatever's supposed to be next is going to come to me.
Right.
Whatever they want me to know that I could help other people understand life after death, that's just how it's been for me.
Well, if there's anything you can do about getting one of them on our show, that would be amazing.
Speaking of
I'll see what I can do.
Exactly. Abe Lincoln said it well, I think. In the end, it's not the years in your life that count, is the life in your years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of how you, or Joe ends his
Yes, you have to live this life to the fullest.
I enjoyed it. We enjoyed our time together. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Book again is Historic Haunts of Long Island. Historic Haunts of Long Island, Amazon.com. Carrie Ann Flanagan Broski.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-943-6794.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-943-6794. That's 1-800-943-6794. 1-800-943-6794.
This message is for home intruders, the cowards who break into people's homes to steal their hard-earned property, criminals who shatter lives and rob people of their privacy and security. Listen very carefully. We're the home security experts at LiveWatch, and we're taking you down. Because we're letting everyone try our newest home security system for one full year in their home. To take advantage of this amazing offer, call now, 1-800-658-9765. LiveWatch has been helping protect homes for years, and we've learned the secrets that intruders like you don't want people to know. Criminals, it's time for you to be afraid, because every person who calls will be protected against cowards like you. To the criminals listening, we're taking you down. To those who want to help protect their homes, call the security experts to try the LiveWatch security system. There are no long-term contracts, and if you're not completely satisfied, you can cancel at any time. Try LiveWatch now by calling 1-800-658-9765. That's 1-800-658-9765.